We'll talk some Packer football. David Bakhtiari is a lineman for the Packers. That's coming up in hour number three. More of your telephone calls coming up in one moment, but I'm eager to have this conversation. We are joined right now by a running back at Mesabi Range College. Played his high school football at Minneapolis North High School. He played offense and defense both as a senior. He finished the season with 50 tackles and 5 touchdowns. He is the recipient of the 2020 Jimmy V Award for Perseverance. He has an amazing story. Tequarius Ware is my guest. TQ, it's nice to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. Listen, your story is absolutely amazing, and I've been looking forward to talking to you about it. Before we get into this, as I mentioned, you were named the recipient of the 2020 Jimmy V Award for Perseverance. What was your reaction when you first heard that news?
When I first heard that news, I was just very shocked, very honored to be given that award, and just, you know, I was happy all around. Words can't explain, to be honest.
All right, so people can understand fully your story. I want to ask you a little bit about growing up, but I want to be very careful in the way I go about that. Is that something you're comfortable talking about? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
I'm okay with that.
Good. All right, so in March of 2005, when you were just 4, there was a fire in your house, and you suffered third-degree burns that covered more than 55% of your body. You lost 4 fingers. You spent a month in a coma. Doctors said you had a 20% chance for survival, but you beat the odds. You not only survived, but you thrived. What do you remember about all the challenges that you faced after the fire?
I just remember a lot of stuff getting hard at first, getting used to a lot of things, just learning how to deal with people and in society. But once I figured that out, everything was good. I always felt like I was a normal person, and that's how I like to be treated, and that's how people treat me.
All right, now people talk also about the fact that you are always positive, relentlessly positive. Where does the positivity come from?
Just being able to wake up every day. Everybody don't get to wake up every day. I'm just thankful that I get another day to pursue what I want to pursue my dreams, love my family, and just make a way for everybody I love. And I'm just honored to just wake up, you know? And I really look at that every day. Every day is a new day, a fresh start to make something happen.
Tequarius Ware is joining us. Now, TQ, the fact is you went through countless skin grafts and surgeries, but you said, quote, every surgery I had helped me. If I knew I needed it, I was going to get it, and it was going to help me in my future. I wasn't really stressing over it. I mean, I don't know. That's an amazing thing for somebody your age to say. Most of us stress over things that are much, much less consequence than that. How were you able to maintain that attitude and that mindset? Where did that come from?
That's just who I am. I understand what's going on and what happened to me. I understood it for a long time now. So when I figured I needed a surgery because limitations, I'm going to get it. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, that's my mindset. I always have that mindset, and I'm going to keep that mindset. This is who I am.
And then there's sports, and then there's football. Your mother talks about how sports have always been an outlet for you, as she says, quote, put a ball in his hand and he's going to act a fool with it, end quote. It is such an awesome line. What is it about sports that you love so much?
It's just another way to express yourself. I feel like everybody should play a sport, no matter what sport it is. It helps you deal with life. Help you deal with losing, help you deal with how to win, be a good sport. You create friendships and bonds that last a lifetime when you play sports. And then sports can take you anywhere in the world, you know? Sports took millions of people different places they never thought they would be able to go. And right now it's taking me on places I never thought I'd be able to go. And I'm just honored to be in the position I'm in, honored to receive that award. I'm just honored all around.
Right. I've seen your highlights. They're awesome. They really are. So what was it like when you first started to play football in games? did you feel like you were getting a chance to live your dream out even further? What was football like?
Football, it was like electrifying. Like when I hit the field, like I honestly feel nobody's better than me when I step on the field. And it's just my mindset. And I just love that. And that's going to continue to be my mindset. And when I play football, it's just everything goes out the window no matter what it is. When I step between them lines, I'm ready to play. You know, nothing else matters when the game is going, you know.
Now, the story goes that you went to Charles Adams III, the coach at Minnesota North, and asked if you could get a shot. He said, if you can play, you're going to play. What did it mean to hear that, and then how did you go about attacking that opportunity?
That means everything. When a head coach tells you that, it makes you want to work harder. And I just did what I always do, you know, and just let my game speak for itself. He let me play. Coach Adams, Coach O.A., he is a person that's, like, very special in my heart because he had told me that he's going to make sure I go to college. And no coach has ever told me that. And then a few weeks later, a coach hit me up, and I ended up going to that college. So I appreciate O.A., everything he did for me, giving me that opportunity. I'm just very grateful.
TQ Ware is joining us. And again, you weren't looking for anything at all. You weren't looking for any handouts at all. You just wanted the opportunity. Your coach said that during two-a-days in summer, guys were complaining about how tough it was, how hard it was, and you said, quote, keep talking because I'm going to take your minutes, end quote. And the coach has said he's not lying. You started every game. And as Adam said, he had to have you on the field. What did it mean to know how important you were to the team?
I mean, it means everything to know that the team needed me. I wanted to do the best I can, help my brothers out on that field, try to win another championship, continue the legacy at North. And for him to want me on the field, it shows a lot about my game. You know, it's deeper than football, too, if you really think about it. But
that's the thing, right? It's deeper than football. I mean, it's deeper than football. You're running on a different kind of fuel. Like, your approach was, I don't just want to make that team, and I don't just want to be good. I'm looking to be the very best. When did you first get the idea that even being really good in high school was not good enough, that you want to play college football? When did you first get that idea?
I always had that idea. To be honest, it's just I only got to play 1 year of varsity football, so I thought my chances of going to college was less. But, I mean, it is what it is. I knew I was good enough to go somewhere. I knew I was. I just needed somebody to look at me and see my talent. I'm just going to keep working, and I'm not done yet. I'm still trying to go to the next level.
Before I let you go, a couple of things. Like, what was it like when you graduated from high school and your name was called and you're walking across that stage to get that diploma and everybody's going crazy and the cheers are so loud and you were saying, I made it, I made it. What was that moment like for you? How much did it mean to you to graduate like that?
I mean, honestly, that's one of the best memories I ever had. Just because completing high school is hard, you know, and a lot of people don't even get to walk across that stage and feel the feeling I had. And me going through what I've been through since I was 4 years old, no matter if it was the fire, football, life, you know, I persevered through all that, you know, and I completed my 12 years of school. And for me to do that is a big accomplishment because, you know, my older brother graduated also, and we're just going to keep that tradition going, you know?
You know what? It's an enormous accomplishment. And through all of this, you have become a role model and an inspiration. What's that like? Like, how much pride do you take in being a role model and knowing that people are looking to you and looking up at you?
I take a lot of pride in that. You know, I'm somebody that in my community, a lot of people will look up to. And not even just in my community, my little brothers and sisters, they see everything I do. And I just want to let them know to stay on the right track, stay focused, and anything you do in life, you can achieve if you put your mind to it and work hard enough.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to leave you, or have you leave us with that thought. Like, if somebody's listening right now, and the world is such a strange, challenging place, there are so many things going on. If somebody listening is having a hard time, and they're finding it hard to remain upbeat and positive and optimistic, I mean, it's a lot to ask of somebody as young as you, but what kind of advice would you give that person?
I would just tell them to never give up. Don't listen to what anybody say and try to put you down. A lot of people not going to see your vision. So you have to remove people like that out your life to get where you have to go. Just keep focusing. Everything will be better. You will not be in a situation that you're in much longer. So everything is temporary. Just have faith in God. Be there with your loved ones that love you, that you love, and you know, everything will be all right, you know?
Man, I can't imagine any better advice than that. He's a running back at Mesabi Range College, played his high school football in Minneapolis North High School, the recipient of the 2020 Jimmy V Award for Perseverance. TQ Ware, my guest. TQ, I wanted to meet you. It's great to have you on the show. It's an amazing story. You're an amazing young man. Really nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Thank you very much. And you just made the show better. You elevated the conversation. I think you made us all feel much better. When you consider what he's been through, what he's overcome, not only that he survived, but he continues to thrive and is taking on all challenges with unbelievable grit, positivity. That's as good as it gets. And what great advice at the end of the interview.